You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Let's go straight out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, where we're joined by Padres president of baseball operations and general manager, A.J. Preller. Had a busy couple of days. A.J., good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Better. We're better. We're better today than we were yesterday.
We were having like a party. We're tense. And then there was this big explosion of emotions. I want to ask you, though, because when we're following the trade deadline in these deals, we get, you know, we get a tweet from John Heyman, and then there's one from Ken Rosenthal. And the deal is close. It's at the one-yard line, Jim Bowden said. How do the end of these deals work? Why are they so close, but they're not final? And then what are we waiting on? How did that deal like finalize yesterday with the Washington Nationals?
Yeah, I mean, each other, and like, in terms of how it's reported, I mean, that's just all different, you know, in terms of what's actually going on. I think the thing that's probably changed, I mean, there's times that, you know, where literally, you know, you may agree on a deal and then there's still, you know, there's still some things that need to be done from a medical standpoint, approval from the league office. And that's where, you know, sometimes too, it's weird because like just with so much coverage these days, you know, some things will get reported. And I mean, literally, and the deal's not officially done, or you literally just hung up the phone with the other GM a few minutes ago and it's being reported. And so you can't comment on anything because you still have to go through a medical process and you still have to go through, you know, getting the league to approve different deals depending on what's going on. So, yeah, I think with yesterday, part of the yesterday thing too was obviously with Hosmer being involved in the no trade. You know, we needed to work through that, and we were real clear with the Nats even the night before that there were a couple moving parts at the end of the deal to be patient with us on. But that was all part of yesterday, kind of from the time it was reported to the time it was officially announced.
How hard are those conversations, AJ, to have with a guy like Hosmer who's been in the locker room for 5 years, but then also with, you know, with the younger guys? And I got to imagine for a young kid, you know, the older guys know it's part of the business. The young kid's like, man, they don't want me anymore, right? I mean, it's a natural feeling, but how hard are those conversations for you to have?
Yeah, it's the toughest part of the job. I think I mentioned it yesterday. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the players, like, people don't realize it is a family, you know, and you're with them for so much time, and there's so much belief in the players, especially in this job and, you know, in the scouting jobs where you're putting, you know, I mean, that you're kind of playing with those guys, you know, because it's obviously, you know, like from our scout standpoint, it's their recommendations, et cetera. And, you know, the families, parents, everything. So, you know, I think from yesterday, there were, like I said, you know, tons of hugs, tons of laughs, some tears, honestly, in a couple situations. Yeah. And, you know, I think that's the tough part of the job. And, you know, I think with Eric, you know, I think from his standpoint, very professional and handled it. And I think, again, like I had an honest conversation with him in spring training and, you know, and ultimately if the opportunity was going to change and the situation was going to change, you know, just said, hey, you know, just wanted to be straight up with him and honest with him. And he appreciated that. We were able to send him to a good spot. So, you know, again, I think, you know, it enabled us to do what we needed to do. We felt like from a roster standpoint, but those are definitely some difficult conversations.
There's so much information out there, maybe too much information. You got people like tracking the plane that, you know, Juan Soto and Josh Bell are on coming into San Diego last night. So I have to ask, have you talked with them, you know, since they've arrived? How's everyone feeling ready to go today to get into the Padres lineup?
I didn't talk to Juan last night. I know TJ Lucida, and he does such a great job from a logistics standpoint and handling the details for the players. So he's our traveling secretary. He does a great job, and so he was involved with all that. But I talked to Juan yesterday after the deal. He's super excited, and he knows a lot of the guys over here too. So he's already had conversation and text going back and forth, with some of the guys on the team, and same thing with Josh Bell. So it should be a fun night tonight at Petco, and really looking forward to it.
Still can't believe it's happening. Talking to AJ Preller here on Bennett Woods this morning. One of the sneaky moves, and you do this to us every year. There's always that one that comes in, and you go, "What?" Brandon Drury was an interesting pickup for you guys, and I wonder, in your mind's eye. And I'm sure you've had conversations with Bob about it already. How do you guys plan to utilize a guy like that? Is he strictly, platooning against lefties? Is he going to spell Manny? I mean, he can play so many different spots. But when you acquire a guy like that, you probably have some idea, I would imagine, of what you want to do with him.
I think just like you said, yeah, I think that's kind of the key, is that he can do some different things. So I think that versatility gives Bob, a lot of different options. And I think when we were talking about, I think late the night of the deal, the Soto deal, went down there two nights ago after the game with the Rockies, went down there and said, "Hey, this is a possibility." And Bob started messing with different combinations of the lineup, and he started going, "Yeah, if this happens, this works," And then yesterday, a couple of conversations with Bob, as the morning was going on, "Hey, we have some moving parts here, but we have a chance to get Drury." It's just a guy that gives him a lot of options. He's had, like you said, a kind of a sneaky, really, really good year. Our scouting group really liked him. And, he just gives us some the ability to play third, play second, play first, could play some outfield. And, he hits left-hand pitching very well. And he's had a very big year so far. So, I think he lengthens our lineup and gives Bob a ton of options.
You said something yesterday about Josh Bell, and maybe you can expand on, what he's bringing to the team and how critical it was that they included him to get that final deal done, because he's having a heck of a season.
Yeah, I think, a switch hitter, he's hitting over 300, with doubles and does not punch out. So, he's got some power, he's got some extra base potential with contact. And again, I think just the look it gives our lineup, a lot of different ways we can go from a left, right, couple switch bats in there now. I think it was an important part of the deal as well. Having obviously like an anchor in that lineup with Soto, but then also being able to, protect Manny, hit in front of Manny, hit behind, other guys, do different things with Cronenworth. It starts to get again, we know top to bottom, if you're gonna get into the postseason and hopefully play deep in the postseason, you need a lineup that can put pressure on you from all different spots. And I think Bell's a big part of that.
Talking to AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning, and looks like the young king, Fernando Tatis Jr., is looking good. He's taking live BP. I know he's probably chomping at the bit to get back in the lineup. When he does come back, AJ, with so many different pieces now, Grisham's really starting to play much, much better. Do you guys, is he your shortstop? I mean, does he go right in and plug him in at short? I know he's taking a bunch of ground balls there and stuff. I haven't seen him working in the outfield like we did, last year. But when you look at it, is he your shortstop for the rest of the season when he does come back?
He's been working in shortstop. He's also been doing some work in the outfield as well, I think. I think part of that is, just from a conditioning standpoint, some different things there where we can lengthen them out. And then part of that is just having that flexibility and the ability to potentially do both. So my focus so far has been on just getting him healthy and getting him into a spot where from a volume standpoint, he's ready to start playing in these games. And I think that's on the horizon. That's coming up here pretty soon. In terms of where he ends up playing, I think that's kind of where the next week or so as he progresses, that's where that conversation leads to. So we haven't made any kind of final call or decision. I think we are open to, looking at him, moving around the field. I think the shortstop, we know what he can do there. And then I think we'll get into it a little bit more here in the next week about what's best for our team and where he fits in.
I'm not trying to get you into trouble here, but who are the geniuses at the league office that scheduled a doubleheader on trade deadline day yesterday? And what sort of logistical challenges did that create? And how close were you to pulling Paul or Woods at a fantasy camp to suit up for one of the games yesterday.
I was so ready.
Yeah,
ready.
I think I kind of forgot. You know, we were so busy with everything, and I think the night before, I was like, hey, what time are we? Oh, we're playing the afternoon. Oh, we're playing the afternoon and the evening.
Oh, we got two.
So, yeah, but no, it was. I think it kind of added to everything a little bit, especially with you know, with some of the guys on the big league team, you know, Abrams or Hosmer, and definitely Luke Voit at the end there being included in the deal. So, you know, there were definitely calls going back and forth between, you know, Josh Stein and Bob and myself, and just being prepared for a few different options. But, you know, ultimately, you know, the deadline's always fun. It was, I think, a little different, like August 2nd, July 31st. You know, you're kind of so used to the 31st, but yeah, I think you just kind of see what the schedule is and go from there. And, you know, and then obviously flurry of activity at the deadline is always fun to watch.
Now, he hasn't taken an AB yet, and we don't know where he's going to hit tonight, but we're all very excited to see Juan Soto in a Padres uniform. I would imagine, knowing you, knowing Peter, as little as I do, but as you know, we've talked many times over the years, you don't acquire that guy without some vision of potentially keeping him here. And again, I know he's just gotten to town last night. Probably not a discussion you're going to have with him anytime soon, AJ. Have you guys talked about it? You know, I mean, I think you have a generational player. Now you have a couple of generational players. And the lure of keeping them together for the next 10 years is probably pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously all part of the conversations when you make a move like this and you consider, you know, any player, really. I mean, it's just like, you know, you want to talk about, hey, what's the contract situation? You know, what type of control years do you have? And, you know, what are the chances of, you know, what does it look like for the next, you know, 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years? So, you know, I think, again, I think we go into this knowing, hey, we have one here for three playoff chases, three pennant chases, a lot of regular season baseball, and, you know, a lot of games. And, you know, I think, again, I think we're very open-minded to anything. You know, I think we'll look at it, and I think what Peter's shown, he wants to, you know, he's committed to, you know, to winning a lot of games here in San Diego. And, you know, and I think I think all of us here are open to anything that comes up, and you always want to keep your best players and, you know, keep really talented players that, you know, Padre fans know they're going to come and see for the next decade. So, you know, we'll get into it when the time is right and kind of figure that out. But I think, we'll get to know him. He'll get to know us. And sure, in time, we'll get more into what that looks like long term.
So you got the Musgrove extension done. You navigated the trade deadline and added a generational talent. With the new CBA, the whole waiver deal season has changed, I understand. You probably could explain it better than I could. You're not the kind of person to go down to Beacons Beach and lay under an umbrella, though. What's A.J. Preller's focus now for the next, you know, month and a half, you know, leading up into the postseason, hopefully?
Please take a vacation. Please.
No, I mean, it definitely, you know, it's the baseball, it's the stretch run now. So there's still, there's a ton of things to do. And I think that's where, I think for us, hopefully we're very busy through October. That's what we're hoping for. So, you know, obviously next 50 games, you know, it's going to be a dogfight for the playoffs. So I think a lot of focus on, you know, trying to help and see what we can do as a group to make sure we're everybody's in the best possible position to get into the tournament and then hopefully be successful in it. So that'll be the biggest part of the focus. But yeah, the baseball calendar never ends. So it's like, you know, you kind of get through this period and, you know, maybe take you know, a day or so and then to the next thing. So that's just the nature of it.
Well, I think I speak for you know, everybody listening, certainly everybody in the Padres fan base. Thank you for your tireless efforts. The roster that you've put together is, it's like out of a video game. We really appreciate it, AJ. We appreciate your time today. I know you're busy. Please, please get some rest, play some hoops, you know, shut it down, get it back to neutral. We'll see you at Petco Park tonight. And we'll show these new guys a lot of love, like only San Diego can, really. I mean, the crowds this year have been insane, and we feel rewarded for the hard work of the fans out there supporting every week. So thank you so much.
No, I appreciate it. Tell Sam Higgins to go easy on me here this week. So we'll go from there.
All right, a little inside there. Thank you, AJ. AJ on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.